Textual healing. Textual.
If you haven't heard, it's our new segment called Textual Healing. Or if there are any lawyers listening, it's called Textual Feeling. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
The hard F, right?
Basically, yeah. It's a way to help out our listeners who have an issue in the text department. Maybe you're not good at texting. Maybe there's an uncomfortable situation and you aren't sure what to say. Whatever it is, we'll help you out. And when I say we, I mean everybody on the show, including young Jeffrey. So who is today's honored guest that needs some tender textual healing or textual feeling? Her name is Dana. What's up, Dana? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
You sound chipper?
Yeah, I guess so. A little nervous, but yeah, super excited.
That's okay. Everybody gets nervous when they talk to me. It's fine.
I don't think that's what she meant.
Tell us a little bit about the situation you're dealing with and how can we heal you textually? How do you want to be textually touched today?
God, it's so inappropriate.
That sounds weird.
Okay, so I work at a grocery store as a grocery checker, and there is this guy that comes in. Seems like he specifically comes through my line, and he is really cute, and he dresses really nice. Like, he always has on a suit, so it, you know, he's well-mannered, well-spoken, so it makes me think, you know, he must have a good job.
Either that or he's always interviewing for a job. Two reasons for a suit, right? Either he has a good job or he's out of work and trying to get a job.
I never thought of that.
Well, I didn't think about that either. Anyway, we're going to go with this. He has a really good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
You obviously have a crush on this guy.
Yes. He is so adorable. He is just, he's so nice when he comes through. And so I've kind of put myself out there and, you know, flirted with him. And there's no mistaking that I, well, at least from my point of view, that I am interested in him.
Uh-huh.
Does he seem to flirt back with you?
Yeah. I mean, he's not like, you know, closed off. It's not like a wall. Like, we kind of banter back and forth while he's in line. But he hasn't asked me out.
Wait, do you know that he's single?
I don't know. He doesn't have a wedding ring. I okay. do know that because I have noticed that.
Why don't you ask him out?
Like in person?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
While he's in the grocery line?
Is she allowed to?
I mean, that's the only place I can think of that you would do it unless you followed him home after he left the grocery store.
Did you hear how high her voice just went? I don't think that's probably in your comfort zone is what I'm guessing.
No. Like, all my coworkers would be looking at me. What if there's people in line behind? What if he says no? Like, right there in the grocery store?
That's a lot of pressure.
So I'm embarrassed to even say this out loud, but I wrote down his phone number the last time he gave it to me for his rewards card when he was checking out.
So it wasn't that he was really giving you his phone number.
No, not so much. But anyway, so I want to text him and sort of see if he's single, ask him out maybe, or maybe let it be known, like, I really like you. You know, I don't know.
Wait, hold up. You're more comfortable with stealing his phone number from his rewards card and texting him randomly than talking to him in person about this.
Yeah, it would seem so.
All right. This is difficult because
you
basically jacked his number from him. So you don't want to come off as creepy with your first text message.
But how do you not come off as creepy with your first text message?
Breaking the ice is the hardest part.
Difficult question.
Exactly.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, his name's Mike.
Mike, okay.
Can you pretend like you're doing, I mean, we're already stealing numbers from the grocery store. Can you pretend like we're doing like some sort of customer survey?
Oh.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I hate to start things off with a lie, but.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to be like, hey, Mike, or whatever, if you know more about his name, I don't know. But hey, Mike, this is Dana from whatever grocery store you work at. We're doing a customer satisfaction survey and blah, blah, blah.
Wanted to know if you wanted to participate.
It might work.
You could even ask how many people he buys groceries for in his household, and you can find out if he's living with somebody or not.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, none of it's very flirty, though.
Yeah, it's not
all very
flirty.
Clinical and boring. We have to flirt this up a little bit, I think.
Right from the get-go?
I mean, you say that you've talked and you flirted with him in the past, right, Dana?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Do you guys have, like, an inside joke that you could start off with to, like, sort of lighten the mood right off the bat? Like, hey, are you getting another king size Reese's cups today or what?
What kind of grocery shopping do you do?
I'm not shopping for a family, but okay. That would get
just
me though.
Buy a lot of Reese's.
Buy a lot of candy, all right?
What do you think about that? What do you think about just going in right away and flirting with him?
Oh man, you guys.
I mean, I feel like that would be a little creepier than
customer
maybe
survey.
Yeah.
But Jess, right, you have to flirt it a little bit somehow, because if any...
Second text, guys. Yeah. We'll flirt. Let's just start a conversation here. He may not even remember who you are, to be honest.
Ouch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you hit him up with a customer survey, he might not respond to you because he thinks that it's like some sort of telemarketing thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's maybe too boring, yeah. I just would ignore it.
I'm going to take your advice on this. I'm going to go with you guys. Whatever you guys think is best, whatever sounds good to you guys.
What did we decide?
I'm going for it.
Yeah,
well, I think it's cool to say this is Dana from wherever, and I have a question for you.
Yeah, what about would you be willing to do a survey and I have one other thing?
Yeah, that's
there
good.
Go.
I like
yeah.
that.
Dot, dot, dot.
Because it seems like you're a real person and not a computer, too.
Yeah.
Like it's an automated text that the grocery store is sending.
Hey, it's Dana from whatever grocery store. Sorry to bother you. Would you be willing to take a quick survey?
And one other thing,
and
one other thing.
Smiley face.
Yeah, smiley face.
Because then smiley face always indicates you're not a robot.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
robots
sure.
don't send smiley faces.
Mm-mm. Okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah. So how about that, Dana?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and type it out and then send it.
Like right now?
Yeah,
that's the whole point of this. Unless you want to be on the phone for, you know, an hour and a half.
Yeah, no, just call back tomorrow. Yeah. Tell us what he says.
Okay. All right. Give me just a second. Hold on.
All right.
Definitely end it with the smiley face, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Get the personal touch in there.
And I feel like an emoji is you really setting a foundation for your later flirting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long is it taking you to write that text? Jeez, Dana.
Give me a break. I'm a little nervous here.
All right.
She has a flip phone.
Hurry up. Yeah. You're T9 over there.
T9
with your QWERTY.
Okay. It is done. It is sent.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
And I'm freaking out a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, continue to freak out a little bit more, okay? We're going to play a song, and then when we come back, we'll see if he texted you back, all right?
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Right in the middle of a new segment we do called Textual Healing, or like I said earlier, if lawyers are listening, Textual Feelings. And it's where we help a listener out if they're having a problem texting somebody. Dana is on the phone right now. She works at a grocery store, and she wants to text a dude that comes through her line from time to time. She actually was able to get his number from his rewards card.
Oh my God, steal his number.
She wrote it down, and now she's trying to figure out how to start a conversation with him so that she can ask him out. When we first talked to her, she decided to send one text, and it said, "Hey, it's Dana from the grocery store. Sorry to bug you, but I was just wondering if you could do me a favor and take a quick survey for me, plus one other thing," and then a smiley face emoji. We played a song, and hopefully he's texted back, because if he hasn't, then the whole segment's done, and that was boring.
This will be boring.
Yep.
Dana, has he texted back?
Yes, he did.
Sweet. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
All right. So, what did Mike say?
He said, "Sure!" ! I'd love to take a survey. Smiley face.
Ooh, oh, he's smiley faced back.
Yeah.
Okay, first survey question. Do you like me? Circle yes or no.
Circle.
Circle.
I don't know. I was going old school. Yeah.
Screenshot this and then put it in your photos and then use an app to circle it and then text it back. He didn't ask about the other thing. I mean, I guess maybe he's just focusing on the survey because he doesn't know that you're flirting with him yet. So that's fine. He responded.
He opened the door.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So
what's next?
What do you think?
Well, I mean, clearly I got to do something about a survey. I mean, I got to do some kind of survey to make it legit.
What if you do the whole thing as like a flirty, like,
yes, that's
here's
what
a
I'm
survey,
thinking.
Like one question, what do you think of our grocery store? Second question, are you single?
No, I love it.
That is
perfect.
Really good.
Okay.
That is perfect. Winky face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely wink after
throw the
that.
Wink in there.
Did you say winky face?
Yes. Yes, yeah. For sure.
The emoji. Okay. Don't spell it out.
Because then now he knows you're not really doing a survey. And then we just move on completely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Otherwise, we could go all day long with a survey and that would be boring.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. And sent. Okay. So done.
Oh my God. That was bold. I'm going to tell you, this was your bold move. Mm-hmm. And if it backfires, he's never choosing your line at the grocery store again.
I know. Yeah, you did just put it out there.
You can blame it on autocorrect too. Like, I didn't mean to type that. I meant to type.
Yeah. I meant to put, have you had your shingles shot from our pharmacy?
Back. Oh, okay.
All right, sorry.
He texted me back.
Okay. What did he say?
Oh. Okay. I'd rate the store 8.5, and no, we are not a single family home. We have three sons, two in college, and one just moved out.
What?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
How old is this dude that you're flirting with?
Seriously.
Three
sons?
What is going on?
Hold on. It could be somebody else's number. Like, I still use my parents' number card.
Oh, that's interesting.
So maybe she's texting some random guy?
Wait, how old are you, Dana? Let's start there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 25.
Okay.
And how old do you project your dream boat to be?
Around the same age. I mean, around, 24, 25.
So if he started having kids around 4 or 5.
Yeah, he's an early bloomer.
He might have three sons, two of which are in college and one just moved out.
I think Jose's onto something. I think we're texting his parents.
So we have to ask, hey, this is Mike, right?
Because I still use my parents' rewards number. Because I can never remember what phone number I put it under because I've switched cell phones so many times.
I still use an ex-girlfriend's parents' rewards number when I go.
You literally have no relationship with your parents.
No.
Not even at the
So what do we write?
What am I doing?
I am in love with your son. Can you see
We don't know who we're talking to yet.
Yeah. Arranged marriage, question mark? I mean, you need to figure out who it is.
You can just ask. Is this Mike?
Thank you for your answer. And just to double check, this is Mike, correct?
Yeah.
That's good.
We have to go back to professional sounding now, I think.
Exactly. Now that it's somebody else, you probably don't want to flirt with them. So what do you think about that?
Okay. Yeah, let me do that real quick. All right. Thank you. Just to double check. Okay. Is this Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I sent that. Okay.
We'll see.
That's really bizarre.
Oh, no.
You're not really good at stealing phone numbers, it turns out.
And it could be mom or dad.
Who is this?
You don't know who you're
flirting
with.
Oh, my God.
Or it could be his wife, and you're really bad at guessing ages, and he's actually 65.
That's true, too. No wonder they wanted to take the survey. I'll take a survey. Absolutely.
And they didn't understand the emojis at all.
I never use these.
That's fun. The grocery store is sending smiley faces now.
Okay. I got a ding. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Huh. Do you mean Mikey? That's my son. He sometimes does my shopping for me. Are there any other questions for the survey?
Is it too creepy to ask for her son's phone number she can also survey him?
That is creepy.
I mean, if you're going to get the number.
Yeah, well, you can just ask if Mikey's single, too.
That too.
Is Mikey single?
Oh
my God.
That's obviously a mom, right?
Yeah.
And moms love setting up their sons.
They
do. That is so true.
Right?
She has a point. But
so you could maybe get the mom to help you out.
Just come clean. Oh, dude, come clean. The mom will understand.
Try it.
Okay, so what do you want me to just ask if he's single?
Yeah, go,
one last question for the survey.
Don't do TBH, to be honest, because she won't understand TBH.
I don't know if I'd mention the survey because she might not get it.
Oh,
she might still
true.
Think it's a survey.
Yeah,
and you're like,
you're right.
No, he's not. So is Mikey single?
Yeah.
Personal question.
I'm interested. What do you say? Is Mikey single? Because I'm interested.
Just say, personal question.
It's a little bold for...
Yeah, personal question.
No, I think personal question. Is Mikey single? Your
what
son's
if you compliment
adorable.
Your son? Yeah, there you go.
Like something about your.
Yeah. I like complimenting the son to the mom.
That's
like,
a good
idea. Your son's adorable.
Yeah.
Is he single?
Okay. I like he's adorable. Okay. So I'll do. All right. Here we go. Personal question. Is Mikey single? He's adorable. .. Winky face.
No emojis. They don't understand emojis.
And it sounded like you were also putting a bunch of M's like,
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do that either.
My mom's like constantly sending me like crying face thinking that it's laughing. I'm like, just give up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send that personal question. Is Mikey single? He's adorable.
There you go.
That's it.
Yes.
All right.
There you go.
She might help you out if he is. You never know.
Dude, she has three sons. I can guarantee you she wants to get rid of at least one of them.
Yeah.
Especially if they're paying for two of them to go through college right now.
Oh, if you don't learn anything from this, at least you know the shopping experience is 8.5 in her opinion.
Yeah.
So at least she's enjoying going to your grocery store.
She did give you a high rating.
No. She texted me back. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
She said, yes. ! He is !
Yes.
! I'll tell him you ask.
Yes!
I don't know if that's good. I'll tell him you asked. Oh,
but
man.
That's great.
But you, it's like now, next time he goes in,
it's going to be so awkward now.
My mom said you texted her.
All right. Well,
is that
Dana?
It?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
I think
that's it.
That's
no.
All I got.
Yeah.
Super embarrassed.
Yep. Stop texting the mom and then just wait for the next time he comes in to see.
No,
if he chooses your line,
yes,
then he's down.
Oh,
if not, then...
You don't see him for a while.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe she'll give him my number.
I don't know that he'll take it.
Yeah, I would just quit while you're ahead and just wait and see what happens.
You're going to have to face him.
Yeah.
At least we know mom seems to be excited about this. So
that's true.
You got mom's approval already.
Yeah.
Any woman with three boys wants to get rid of them.
Yeah. I think this is a successful textual healing.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's going to lead to like a real awkward work environment pretty soon.
Let us know what happened, okay, Dana?
I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I'll text in at 78592. It says, we need a textual healing update.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brooke
and
Jubal in the morning. I'm interested to see what happens, too. If you missed textual healing from today, Dana wanted to text somebody to ask him out. She works at a grocery store, and this dude comes through her line all the time, so she wrote down the rewards card phone number, and that's all she had. So we gave her a few tips on how we think she should text him to try to start up a conversation. Turns out he was actually using his mom's number, and she ended up texting his mom, but at the end of it, she still asked if the dude was single, and the mom was about it. She was like,
"Yeah,
oh, well, I'll tell him that you think he's cute."
Kind of.
I'm not obviously a son. Isn't it always a turnoff if it's someone that your mom is trying to set you up with? Like, no matter how hot or attractive they may be, it's like, there must be something crazy about you.
I feel like she's doomed no matter what. Because even the mom thing is one thing, but then also you randomly texted her mom out of the blue.
Yeah, he's going to find
that. And he doesn't even really know how she got the number or anything.
Right, that she stole it from him, essentially.
It's just kind of sketchy.
I mean, it's borderline harassment.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be very awkward for her when he comes in. Like I said, I think the only way she'll know if he's into her is if he goes through her checkout line still.
Yeah, that's
Other than that, he'll try to avoid her
either
like crazy.
That, or he just is like not talking to his mom anymore, and he has no idea what happened.
She just ruined everything.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that you want to text and you're not sure how, email us and we'll help you out with a little sensual textual healing. Moving 92.5.